Today, a vase is most commonly associated with flowers. But in the early 1700s, when the scholarship of Greek vases first developed, the word also referred to every kind of ancient pottery. As a result, the term vase painting has remained a term used by experts in the field. To imagine the omnipresence of pottery ware in ancient times, just think of our world with no glass or plastic containers, and no metal containers on ships, trains, or trucks. Imagine all those goods being transported in pottery vessels. Of course, simple ceramic vessels for transport were not decorated. But apart from those vessels, there were specially shaped and painted vases, in particular for religious or ritual purposes. Written sources from antiquity have given us many terms for the different shapes of vases, though as yet, scholars have not successfully ascribed these terms unequivocally to the known individual styles. Very few surviving vases are of such outstanding quality as those on show here. Nonetheless, for research, quantity also matters. Hundreds of thousands of painted vases have been, and still are, meticulously analysed and studied. In this way, we can gain detailed insights into local preferences, motifs, and technical developments, and even identify individual vase painters, either because they signed their works or because they have a distinctive style. Red figure vase painting, as it is known, which emerged in Athens around 530 BC, may well be the most significant stylistic development. Red figure vase painting came from the ingenious idea of reversing the previous technique for black figures on a red background. By leaving red areas unpainted, the figures took on the colour of the clay. The surrounding areas were covered with a slip, which turned black when fired. The result? Red figures on a black background. This new style was greeted enthusiastically, and suddenly, only a few potters still continued the older tradition of black figure vase painting. The trend to red figure vase painting lasted several generations and has found well beyond Athens itself.